Environmental and community groups are welcoming news that Duke Energy and Dominion Energy have canceled the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline project. As WFAE's David Borex reports, the decision came amid rising costs and years of legal delays.
Duke and Dominion have planned the 600-mile project since 2014. They said it would carry fracked natural gas from West Virginia to Virginia and eastern North Carolina, bringing jobs and economic development. But the pipeline's cost rose over the years, from $5.1 billion to $8 billion. Duke Energy CEO Lynn Good announced the move Sunday.
There's too much uncertainty around legal challenges and final permits that made it very difficult for us to continue. The uncertainty around cost and schedule became too great, and it was imprudent to keep investing in the project.
Community and environmental groups were ecstatic. Ridge Graham with the activist group Appalachian Voices says the pipeline and related facilities would have disproportionately affected counties with incomes below the state average.
So there's huge low-income impacts. There's also big environmental justice impacts in terms of communities of color and indigenous communities that this was going to impact.
The Sierra Club says the decision shows, quote, the era of fracked gas is over. For WFAE News, I'm David Borex.